And I remember, you know, being at this big house I shared with another cabbie on Richmond Street, and, you know, the phone rang, and we, of course, didn't want to answer it because it was usually, you know, something's getting cut off. And it was Ron Mann, who, in a really depressed voice, said, "I just heard from the Canada Council, I didn't get a nickel, you got everything you asked for." And it was $50,000. And so paid a bit of rent, bought some clothes, got some food, and then made this thing. And then I kind of had a bit of a track record for that. And then I started getting, I got a couple of PA jobs. And then, I don't know, out of the blue one day, this producer said, "Hey, do you want to be the production manager on this film?" And I've never done it in my life. And I actually remember thinking, well, as long as someone doesn't die, like, what's the worst that can happen? So I took that on. Somehow the film got made. It was a terrible producer called Maurice Smith, who actually had such a bad reputation, I believe, he had to leave Toronto. And then that led to another PM job, and then eventually the PM jobs led to line producing jobs. My other career as a filmmaker led to getting into the Film Center and doing a bunch of first features there. And there you go.